You are listening to KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon here on Thursday, September 6th. It's about, we're right at the bottom of the hour, and joining me on the show now is Lieutenant Scott Erickson, who's come all the way in from the Valley as part of the Juno Police Department to give us our monthly check-in with the police department. Lieutenant Erickson, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's nice to have you here. So I think this is your first time on the show. We've met the chief and the deputy chief. Tell us a little bit about what a lieutenant does. What do you do for the police department?
We have three lieutenants. I'm one of three. Right now I'm in the admin office, basically, upstairs. I supervise the criminal – or not the criminal. That was my old job. The CSU, the community service officers, the SROs, the school resource officers, and the airport. And then my main job is to – make sure and provide information to the chiefs and do a lot of admin stuff like training and building that kind of scheduling and stuff like that for training.
All right. How many years have you been with the department?
23?
Wow.
About 23 years.
Wow. You must enjoy your job.
Yeah. I like my job quite a bit. It's you would say this, but it's the best job in the world, I think. You might say that about your job, but I certainly like mine.
I'm asking you some of these questions because I know you guys are still interested in recruitment.
Yes. We are always in a revolving recruitment. We would love to have people, Southeast Alaska folks, people that are used to Alaska, come be a part of the Juno Police Department. In fact, here on the 18th, we're going to do a test prep open house for people. Come out, talk to officers, learn about the department, learn about the testing procedures, what you would go through, kind of get some exposure to those kinds of things. And then on the 22nd, we're going to do a the physical fitness portion of the testing so people can come out, test, see what that's like, experience it firsthand. Some folks run, some folks do push-ups and sit-ups, but we do the whole combination out there on the 22nd. So we'll have those two events on the 18th and the 22nd, hoping that people can come be a part of that.
Are these at the department itself?
Yeah, the one on the 18th will be at the Juno Police Department. The one on the 22nd will be at the field house. I think the goal would be is to have people that are going to be there on the 18th come and then get told, hey, here, we're going to go to the field house on this night. But it appears that you could do both. We've had flyers posted around town. I'm not sure where all of them are, but we have a joinjpd.com, or you can call the police department and talk to our staff to find out, you know, locations, times, that kind of stuff.
Do you happen to know the non-emergency number off the top of your head?
Yeah, 500-0600.
And would that be the best number to call?
Yeah, that'll get you through. They'll get you to the right folks, the recruitment folks and whatnot to talk to.
Thinking of that event on the 18th at the department itself, it sounds kind of like an open house. Is that what you're calling it?
Yep, it's an open house. Bring people in. We'll probably have, I think the deputy chief will probably be there. I may be there. Several other folks will be there just to talk about kind of a question and answer, you know, what could I expect if I tested? What would life be like if I was a police officer? How does that work? Those kinds of things.
What time does it start?
6 p.m.
All right. What is life like a police department as a police officer? What kind of person makes a good police officer, would you say? Is there a type or is it hard to say?
It's hard to say. I think the type of person is somebody who believes in something bigger than themselves, because a lot of times I think as a police officer you can get disillusioned with, you know, maybe crime or how things happen or bad things that happen to people. And I feel that a lot of times we as police officers tend to look for something bigger than ourselves and are working towards a bigger goal to protect society, to do more for a larger group of people than just, say, myself. So sometimes that's kind of where you have to be, the mindset. But it takes all kinds, and I think it's important that we get lots of people, some people that think, oh, gosh, I couldn't be a police officer, might be amazing police officers, because you need to have compassion. You need to care about your fellow man, your people that you work with. It's not all about you're in handcuffs and I'm taking you away and you're a bad person. It's more about the community and caring about the community and how we can make our community better.
And you were saying that you're especially looking for people who are from Southeast Alaska.
Yeah, I mean, we get a lot of folks from out of town. I love them. I think they're great. But Juneau has to grow on you a little bit, especially considering we get a lot of rain. And I think people that have Southeast roots tend to be a little more connected and a little more passionate about our communities.
Are there individuals that should not think about going into police force? If you have a criminal record, for example, does that exclude you or?
Not necessarily. It depends on the time frame. I guess a simpler way to put it would be if you got convicted of a felony like 2 weeks ago, you probably shouldn't apply. But if you had something that happened in your past maybe 10, 12, 15 years ago or you have had some time, we're not looking for perfect people. We're not looking for, you know, absolutely never had any problems. In fact, some of the better police officers have had exposure to certain things and see things. But you won't know until you come out and test. The Alaska Police Standards Council has a list of things that they require us to make sure that the people meet. But, you know, if somebody just wants to come and see what it's like, that's certainly something that we would like to get folks connected to as well.
And that September 18th open house would probably be a great place to do that. Looking forward a few days after that, they're at the field house on the 22nd. What kind of physical fitness does an individual have to become a police officer?
We have you do a mile and a half run, push-ups, sit-ups, all combined, shuttle run, and then a jump. You have to jump a certain height. Mostly so that you can run and do a lot of stuff. Then when you get old like me, you don't necessarily do all those same things. But, yeah, the physical fitness is a big part of that. And it's not certainly not Navy SEAL-esque, but we look for a place, you know, that you can do some fundamental things. You're not, you know, certainly we're looking for, you know, Delta Force or any of those kinds of guys. Although if there's some out there, we'd love to have them too.
All right. So recruitment, you can start by going to the open house on September 18th at 6 p.m. What day of the week is that? Do you happen to know?
Offhand, I don't.
No, okay.
I have to usually use that Outlook thing.
But that's at the police department. I bet most people know where the police department is. But if they haven't been there, how would you describe how to get there?
So it's in Lemon Creek. Those folks that are new to town or maybe just got roots, there's a big building. Used to be a Walmart. People may have pointed it out to folks. It's kind of behind that area in Lemon Creek on the ocean side away from there's a school and Zantakahini and those places up there. GPS, I think there's actually signs. We finally got the street signs up that show police signs pointing that way, but it's over in that area behind the old Walmart.
All right. That's 6 p.m. on September 18th. Open house. Learn all about JPD and what a career with them might be. Before we go, what else is on the whiteboard this week down at the station? What are you guys thinking about?
Well, we're just kind of plugging along right now, just trying to keep things moving. There's been a few press releases, some random stuff that have come up. We've had just, I don't know if you have them. I haven't read them yet today.
I did read one about an individual who was caught. This individual had done something wrong, and the police came, and he went to hide in the trees or the field, but his dog walked over, and the police got there. The dog gave him away.
I haven't read that one. There's a lot of stuff that happens, and I don't get all of it, but that sounds not uncommon.
Is anything trending right now crime-wise? Anything changed over the summer? Anything you guys are seeing right now?
No, property crime still an issue, probably fueled by drugs and alcohol as normal. We haven't seen any significant trends or peaks. Things have dropped a little in some areas and picked up in others, but staying relatively the same.
Does anything Do you see changes when all the tourists get here and all the industry around tourism? Any crime related to that you've noticed?
No. Well, we do get a little bit of sometimes the folks off the ships can get into shoplifting issues or those kinds of things. We've had some of that. But there's not really an uptick. I think we get a few more calls only because some of the quality of life issues people downtown see, drunks or intoxicants down on the street corners or people camping can cause problems. So we'll get an uptick in that. But generally speaking, we don't see, because we get all those visitors, we don't see a huge spike in crime for the most part.
Okay. We've been speaking with Lieutenant Scott Erickson of the Juneau Police Department. Among other things, go to the JPD open house on September 18th at 6 p.m. If you are considering a career in law enforcement. You guys seem to have a pretty active Facebook page. Is that a good place to get more information?
Yeah. The other place would be we also have a regular website. JunoPolice.com, I think, is what it is. And then other place, if you're interested in the recruitment, probably guide you to places is joinjpd.com.
All right. Lieutenant Scott Erickson, thanks for coming on the show. Is there anything missing, anything you want to add?
No. I think that's it.
All right.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime.